Learning to enter trance and relax often includes combating some lingering apprehension, even some misunderstandings. But these things are easily dispelled. One of the first misunderstandings that is oh so common is the belief that there's any perfect induction, the belief in a silver bullet for entering trance. The truth is much more complex and more beautiful. No such thing exists. Not only will everybody prefer different approaches, they'll prefer different approaches at different times, or in different circumstances. But entering trance is always a collaborative effort with the listener. And don't you want it that way? Intimate. Bespoke. Every trance is new. Everyone is written as a deal between us. I have this little contract with you, and I leave it sitting out there. And you can edit it. You can one-sidedly veto any clause you want, as long as you leave something in that takes us where we need to go. You are signing up for your own surrender to the exploration of an altered state. And it is an intimate experience. Even when you turn to recordings like these, you know there will be some parts of each experience that resonate with you. You will discover parts and pieces of me expressed through this work, which then resonate in you strongly enough that for one moment, or maybe more, we are one entity, one and the same, one organism connected through the nexus of experience through words I've put out, you've indexed, reviewed, and applied. This is why rapport is so important, the relationship of trust between the speaker and the listener, between the person conducting the hypnotic trance session, ultimately just leading the session, and the person doing the listening. Because the listener has the power to sculpt their experience by choosing which pieces of what I say most strongly become part of you. No different than a seminar, a class, and you might agree that the open, interactive listening style of a seminar incorporates you experiencing inquiry, curiosity, questioning. There are many active parts of the experience. It's all right for parts of you to be quite active during trance. Ultimately, you don't have a seminar if one person is just talking and no one's absorbing. Questions get asked, inquiries get made. If you love something, if you enjoy an experience, and you want to try to know more about it, so it can more effectively touch your mind, you're going to put some energy into it. That can be quite an active process. Ultimately, the best approach is to have someone you know and trust work with you. It can be someone nearby, and there are things which uniquely apply to having someone nearby. But if you prefer or enjoy or are simply trying out using recordings like these to go deeper, there's a middle ground between the direct caress of a trusted nearby intermediary and a simple preset system of trance. Building your own playlist and working with me to devise allows you to try different things, take advantage of the myriad different options we present here, you and I, and then you assemble your experience and live it out, dispelling misunderstandings and creating new understandings. It's part of that process of assembling your trance, part of the process of connecting and growing together. The process of going under incorporates simply relaxing. A lot of people have that question. When will I know if I'm hypnotized? And there are as many answers as there are hypnotists. There are 100 little things that can be done to give you an objective or an idea, to give you some method by which to say, yeah, I was definitely in trance. One example is filming yourself for your own interest and benefit, and then reviewing it later, looking for signs that you went under or did things you don't remember doing. Another method is to have some programming or trigger that you can later activate with a pre-recorded version of the trigger or simply by saying it to yourself and watching or feeling as you follow or are tugged as you move along paths that are pre-prepared. You'll just know is a cop-out. There are ways to prove. I can point to some of the physiological effects, of course. Deeper breathing, fluttering of your eyelids, the closing thereof, a general feeling of lethargy. Often simple suggestions can add things like a brief, heavy, stuck feeling in your arms. The idea that even if you think of moving them, they remain where they are. This can manifest early or late in a trance. Falling under is simply a process of visualizing, then carrying out, a kind of hyper-focus in which you use your mind to tune some things out and tune others in. You might have other thoughts, you might visit them, they might even be useful. That's the thing, as someone becomes a good hypnotic subject, all those tiny departures that your brain makes from the trance become complementary. They become things which help tire your brain out or give it a route to go down. The brain doesn't stop doing its own thing, it just listens very well and does its own thing on the side. And that separate thing can be useful. Maybe one of the things you're being distracted by is memory of previous pleasant trance. In that sense, you can envision what's going on between you and I like a conversation. I may bring up related topics, but saying soothing things as I have said here is inevitably going to help you relax, and just as many others will when induction's happening, highlighting the soothing position, the place you're headed to which is most relaxing, kind of happens on its own. Positioning yourself somewhere quiet where you can concern yourself chiefly with the process at hand and allow interruptions to fall by the wayside has its own unique attraction. Headphones, especially noise-canceling ones, help. This kind of setup lends itself to relaxation, the momentary isolation from the busy world outside, and whatever I next present. I offer it to you as a consideration. Your brain's sort of doing all the work, suggestible, pliable though it may be. It washes itself clean and then chooses the color to dye, the next thought, the way to style, the next intention. And whatever plays into your head, my role here is to provide helpful ideas that knit the whole experience together. The more I provide ideas, the more options you have, but those options are something you were going to execute anyway. There is a hypnofetishist part of you that wants this. There's a bit of you that is meditative, relaxed, poised, waiting in a place of convenience to work with me. We can refer to that part of you as halfway between waking and sleeping, but really, the part of you that's cooperating with me most intensely is a part of you that's very aware of what you want, what you need. Trance has little to do with sleep, it's a convenient lie. Really, a part of you that runs in the background is here to assist as you allow yourself to listen. The simple act of listening is enough to highlight the leisurely way you slide under. Often, a visual metaphor can be applied because when you lay there with your eyes closed, your other senses become a little more in tune. Your interior sense of your own body, of its relaxation, of your internal equilibrium. If you imagine yourself, eyes closed, swaying left and right as if you were in a hammock or a swing, just gently left and right, rocking back and forth, moved in the breeze or buoyed on the waves. Likewise, this common metaphor of swinging back and forth often follows us all the way through trance in a metaphysical conceit where we take the same metaphor and extend it. You are rocking back and forth, drifting, in fact. Perhaps drifting atop the surface of water, simply floating easily, growing warmer and warmer. The slow easing of muscles starting at your feet and moving upward. And that is just the classic way to be. The wave carries on its own no matter what I do, because swaying back and forth and allowing a warm wave to rise are mechanisms your brain's already going to employ. That's the simple stuff, going deeper. My words overwhelming, lining up, flowing over you, allowing your mind to think one word at a time, but finding that the line of words trying to get into your head is just a little bit too long, and so you gotta let them in a little quicker. And as the words are allowed in a little more quickly, your breathing does deepen. That wave that moves from your toes to your head does continue. The feeling of rocking gently on the waves remains. But whether your eyes are open or closed, and your breathing is super slow or just normal and steady, There's a part of your mind that's waiting for the next word, a layer where it's possible to move your hands and fold them across your chest, and another where if you attempted that, then they would rise a few inches, then fall back down. The existence of the ability to execute something I ask you to do, but too much weariness in your body to do it on your own volition, is a normal, natural part of trance. Those arms falling back down just reaffirms what you already know, and reaffirming what you already know is also why that wave of relaxation rises and why swaying is possible. And the deeper you breathe, the more aware you are. Your body's available in its deep breathing state for you to simply let your arms fall, your legs become heavy. Each and all of this common and simple, ultimately focused around the goal of finding what works for you best, relaxing, understanding. Understanding that I'm here as a helpmeet. I'm here to give you the tools to create and craft your own trance, which will then run on its own because you are inevitably pliable, suggestible, but most suggestible for your own mind, for the part of you that would gleefully pin you to my various weaving ministrations, take ideas, trances, inductions, instructions, deepeners, and apply them as if you were dosing yourself with something you found that you might enjoy. Feeling yourself float, and then relax. Parts of you floating upward, like your wrist, your hand, and then I pop that balloon tied to the wrist. Down goes the hand, and the slumping implied doubling of that relaxation remains. But there's also the secondary layer where I'm setting up the idea that you are going to be constructing future trances which mirror and follow in this format, and that in that construction you are going to find a route into trance which just includes yes. Quite a lot of yes. If I asked, are you just playing along? The answer might be yes. And if I asked, do you have a choice here? The answer might be no, not really. And if I asked, is hypnotic trance inevitably going to flow out of the fact that you are someone who has sought this out in the first place, with your own deep cravings rising more powerfully? Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's what's happening. I kind of get to enjoy watching it play out on you. And you discover. Once you get enough into following along, once you get enough into learning mechanisms that can be applied to your mind, you're going to condition and recondition yourself fairly automatically. The part of your mind which not only fetishizes but builds upon, desperately pursues, spends hours and hours on trance, on deepness, on sleep, on a simple night-night and out you are in blank. That part of you is my ally. It's the classic obsessive following, not just of the fetishist, but of the exploratory psychonaut, of the individual who wants to find an altered state. You're going to find it. And actually, all the tools are already there, because some of the, don't worry, you're doing all this, don't worry, all this is something you're doing, and you're completely overwhelming yourself with it, you're completely in control of what's going on, some of that's bullshit. There's going to be times when I reassure you, don't worry, you're completely, utterly, entirely in control of the circumstances you find yourself in. And that can be both true and, again, complete bullshit. We're not entirely in control of our fetishes, of our urges, of our needs. Instead, we construct a set of acceptable losses of control, of the acceptable influence of another. And I'm going to hold up what you crave, what I know you like. The general inclinations of a mind that finds this sexy are useful to me. But they're really only useful in the way they'd be if you were following, sinking, under a gentle massage, or under the touch of my body against yours, or under me grinding in your lap, or purring in your ear. Nothing more or less persuasive than if we were sitting across a negotiating table from one another. Nothing more or less persuasive than if I dragged you into my bed and purred in your ear. You can do everything I ask and do it enthusiastically, and I'll keep doing it again and again. And determining where in that point you would stop, the answer is the same as it always is. When you stop having fun, enjoying it, finding it sexy. Problem is, that point might not come. And the point where I find a persuasive way to set up a system that you're going to keep going, keep carrying, keep implementing, that point's closer than you think. And by the time you realize you're there, you're already going to be very, very deep. So night-night. Good luck disentangling all that in a way that doesn't send you deeper and deeper down.